Greetings, YouTube family. The sweet peace of Jesus keep your hearts in perfect peace. It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2015, and I want to thank all of you who have responded to our ministry with a show of support. For your prayers and for your contributions, thank you so very, very much. We've been able, as a result of your generosity, we've been able to take care of many things that have been hanging in the air, and we so appreciate it. I know the Lord is going to bless you for your kindness and obedience in donating to the ministry, and we know from experience, and I think probably you all do too, that you cannot outgive the Lord, that's for sure. I also wanted to share a word with you about the binding prayer. There are certain things in the prayer that the Lord gave me directly, and there are other things that I sensed in my spirit and still yet other things that He's shown us over the years. I do want you to make this prayer your own. If there are certain things that you feel inspired to change or add to, please do. I think you can sense in the spirit the things that need to stay in the prayer. I'll be adding a touch here and there and maybe consolidating a few things in the near future. I'll post the edited prayer when it's done. But I wanted you to have the liberty to make the prayer your own. Things such as repentance and the names of major interfering spirits, such as beguiling and lying spirits, those need to stay in. But I think we can consolidate some of the times where I repeat myself into something a little more streamlined. So far, I've only had two reports back about the prayer working for them to clear the air and seeing and hearing Jesus more clearly than ever. Well, I want to give you a little primer on saying this prayer and addressing it directly to the demons for those of you who maybe are not familiar with that. First of all, don't be afraid to call down a demon. Don't be afraid to take authority over them in the name of Jesus. It's sad but true, they're like dogs on a chain. And if you were in your kitchen, let's say, and you happened to have the screen door open because it was a beautiful day, and a dog wandered into your kitchen and started lifting his leg on your cabinets, I don't think you'd just stand there and watch him do it. You'd take authority over him and tell him to get out. Maybe grab a broom or whatever to swat him. Well, demons are on a chain. They can only do what God allows them to do. And you have total authority over them in the name of Jesus. Since they're opportunists, they come in to try and disrupt whatever it is you're doing. And they hate it when you get into prayer. So you can count on interference. And don't just let that interference lord it over you. Take authority and stop it. Put a stop to it. And pray with intention. Don't let them rain on your parade. And that's exactly what you need to do with these demons. They have no right to be there. They're intruders and opportunists. And when they hear that name, it absolutely freaks them out. So the name above all names. When you pray the prayer, be sure to be addressing the demons. Just don't speak the prayer. Don't speak the prayer to the air. But actually target the demons that are near you in prayer, at least with your intentions. You may not see them. I don't always see them. But you can tell by the manifestation, the things that they bring in with them, that they're there. Anytime you lose your peace, for instance, there's some kind of lying spirit or demon in the air working against you. So when you do pray the prayer, be sure to target them and pray with the intention that all that you say will come to pass in by the power of the name of Jesus. And this will make that prayer much more effective than if you just recite it rote to the air. You know, get into it for sure. In singing, we have an expression, wearing the song. Wear the prayer. Okay, make it your own. If anyone else has something to add or has experienced breakthroughs from the prayers, I would love to know about it because that'll encourage other people. And perhaps you have something you use in your prayers that I would incorporate as well, something you found to work time after time. I'd love to know about that. Well, again, I want to thank you all who are contributing. We had a rather urgent need for firewood with a winter storm coming in the Rocky Mountains here, and we're able to get that as well as medicine that normally we sweat bullets trying to pull out of our budget each month. So thank you so much. I just can't thank you enough. May the Lord bless you and keep you in His perfect peace. Amen.